The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, "What are you looking for?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ?" They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat of which you do not know." So the disciples said to one another, "Could someone have brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'In 4 months the harvest will be here'? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Lent is an opportune time to look within ourselves, to make our truest spiritual desires come out and ask for the Lord's help. The example of the Samaritan woman from today's gospel invites us to express ourselves like this: "Jesus, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty." Lent is not just a time during which we set out on a path toward God. Lent is also a time during which God comes out looking for us. And where does he find us? At home, at work, at school, on the street, at church? And how does he find us? He finds us dirty, depressed, full of anger, resentful, thirsty. He finds us without a name, without dress clothes, without grace and love. God has made this long journey to meet us, to give us back the dignity of a son or daughter, to take us to his kingdom, to embrace us, to have an intimate conversation with each and every one of us. It was 12 noon, the hottest hour of the day, when Jesus arrived at Jacob's well. He was tired and thirsty. The well in the Bible was the meeting place for the men and women who live nearby. Young men and women met at the well and flirted with each other and fell in love during the sunset. In the middle of the desert, the well was the place of life for people and livestock. Next to Jacob's well, Jesus talks with a woman without a name, without a religion, without a husband, an adulteress, and a sinner. She was the only one who approached the well during the hottest time of the day. The rest of the people did so early in the day to take advantage of the coolness of the morning. Most likely, she did not want to be seen by people. She preferred not to have to listen to the criticism of people or see the elusive stares that without a single word casted judgment on her and her lifestyle. She was ashamed, and that is why she avoided others. In this conversation, the Samaritan woman talks about her things: the Jews, the deep well, the bucket of water, her husband, the religious differences between Samaritans and Jews, Mount Gerizim, and Jerusalem, and how surprised she was that a man who was Jewish would talk to her. Jesus began the conversation with these words: "Give me a drink." If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Jesus' thirst was a thirst not so much for water, but rather the thirst to find a thirsty soul. Jesus needed to find the Samaritan woman to open her heart. He asked her for a drink to make her realize the thirst she was carrying within. Jesus changes the course of the conversation and presents himself as the gift of God, one sent by God, the living water that springs to life, the water that quenches thirst. Jesus presents himself as the prophet who reads her life, reveals her sin, goes to the bottom of her heart and finds it bitter and dry. When we talk with the Lord, we cannot play dumb or pretend to be confused. When we talk with the Lord, we cannot argue about this religion or the other. When we talk to the Lord, we cannot comment on which of the church's movements or parish activities is the most effective. When we talk with the Lord, we cannot simply repeat what we have learned in the Bible. When we talk with the Lord today at the 5 p.m. Mass, we cannot get defensive or make excuses. You know, Lord, work, children, women, the routine of my life, paying the bills, paying the rent, my finances, homework, school. How can I take your presence seriously with so many things on my mind? To talk with Jesus is to identify with the Samaritan woman. It is to look at the depth of our well. It is to let Jesus fill it with water that quenches our thirst. He's living water. To talk with Jesus is to let him speak, to listen to him, and to allow him to see our life as it is, opening ourselves to him so that we can be redeemed. To talk with Jesus is to recognize that God is neither on the mountain nor in Jerusalem. God is in my thirst. God is in your thirst. God is not in the temple, but in the spirit that lives inside each one of us and that cries out, "Give me your gift. Give me your living water." The Samaritan woman was deeply touched by this encounter and asked Jesus those profound questions that we all keep inside, but many times ignore. A friend of mine shared this experience with me, and I quote his words. "After many years of drinking, always thirsty, and thinking only about the next drink, I realized that alcohol could not make me happy. It can't. One fine day, during a church retreat, I stopped thinking about alcohol. I discovered that I am only happy because God makes me happy." He went on to say, "Since I gave myself to God, I stopped drinking, and he has opened an immense source of joy in me, and it has freed me from the slavery of alcoholism. Now, instead of seeking happiness in alcohol, I recognize that only God can make me happy, and I feel free to love him and share my happiness with him, with my wife, with my children, and with my community." When we taste the living water of the Lord, we no longer want water from other wells. The Samaritan woman talked with Jesus. She heard him. She recognized him first as a prophet and then as the Christ. And she worshiped him in spirit and in truth. And leaving her bucket and the water, which represent the luggage that we carry with us through our lives and that many times separates us from God, she ran to the village and started a second conversation. The conversation with her friends and neighbors. "Come and see this man. He told me everything I've done." And many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the words of this woman. And the Samaritans came to Jesus and believed in him. More than 2,000 years ago, Jesus visited an ancient well in Sychar and talked with a Samaritan woman who was thirsty. He opened her eyes, her ears, and her heart, and allowed Jesus to fill her well with living water, the only water that could quench the thirst in her restless heart. And her life was transformed. And she ran to tell others, "Come with me to see a man who has made me see the bottom of my well, that has helped me to read my own life in the light of the Spirit of God. Come and talk with the Messiah, the Savior, the Christ, and experience the mercy and love of God." Today, Jesus visits us here in Norman, Oklahoma. He visits each and every one of us and offers us living water so that we will never be thirsty again. He wants us to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts so that our lives can be transformed, so that we can run out and tell others, our parents, our children, wives or husbands, our friends, our co-workers, "Come with me to see a man who has made me see the bottom of my well, that has helped me to read my own life in the light of the Spirit of God. Come and talk with the Messiah, the Savior, the Christ, and experience the mercy and love of God." This is the time to ask ourselves, do I thirst for living water? Do I want to fill my well with that water? Am I ready to go out and share with others that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world? Is my soul thirsting for you, O God, my God?